Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And so tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back my friend and healer, Jean Salch. She also channels and she's going to give readings tonight. And one of the things she does is to create healing water. So before I read her bio, I'm just going to put it out there, and I will be giving you her website too. So get a pen and piece of paper and grab some water, because what she will do is she will bless your water and it will provide healing for you. And Jean is an international healer and channel of the divine realm and has been receiving guided messages from the divine since her early childhood days. As a vessel, Jean has helped facilitate wellness through energy work and blessing divine water for people to drink, as I have said. As a vessel, the divine flows through her and then to you, causing deep cellular generational gene frequency release. She performs healings and readings by phone or by video, and she's also available for local services in Vermont through her website, which I'm going to give you now. It's Jean, J-E-A-N, of divinehealing.com. Jean of divinehealing.com. And any topic or health issue can be focused on. She says there's no limit to what you can request. She also says the energy you receive will leave you feeling energized, light, and balanced. And tonight we're going to be talking about the new year and making it all it can be. And so let me welcome Jean. Jean, how are you tonight? Okay, this has happened before and it's not our fault. It's the studio's fault. So let me just go and reopen Jean's, close and reopen her microphone. That usually does the trick. So don't worry, Jean. We'll get you back. Is that you, Jean?
Can you hear me now, David?
Sure can. were you muted or was it a studio problem?
It was a studio problem because I looked just to check.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know why it happens. But how are you?
I'm great, and I'm excited for this new year. And you know, a lot of people aren't even remembering or thinking that it's also a whole new decade, you know?
Yes, it is. And do you find that the number 2020 is significant of anything in particular?
Well, significant for me in the ways of what I sense for humanity and Mother Earth is that we are in a very pivotal point. I don't want to get too into it. And it really, we need more of the collective consciousness. We need more people to consciously see things more in a positive way than a negative way, okay? Let's take a very fast example with what's going on with the Middle East and the United States right now, right? Instead of people going into the fear mode, which is what we want to address as we're going into this new year personally, but as a collective, you know, we don't want to match that fear space of, oh no, what happens if we go to war? What happens if blah, 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 right? Instead, what I would love to see and what I wish is for everyone to, instead of going to that place, go to the place of help these two people, help all people involved on both sides to awaken in their hearts. You know, and if we could get, think about it, if we could get a billion people or a half a billion people to focus on that as they can, as much as possible for world peace all the way around, you know, it would make a big difference. And what happens is society has been so programmed to go into the fear mode, whether it's fear to pursue our personal goals and dreams or fears about what's going on in the world. And that's where we want to address today, because you're going into this new year, this new decade, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that do not want to repeat the same dysfunctional or resistant behaviors and patterns. I know I don't, right? So what I want to offer everyone, and this won't take long for those who want to participate, I'm going to do something else first. But for those who would like to participate, I would like to take a couple of minutes and offer you all the opportunity to just be present for what I want to offer with the divine realms to help you peel away whatever fear that you're, or resistance that you're having right now, so that you go in to this new year, and we have an eclipse coming up soon, so that you go into all these new energies, like kind of like with a new slate. And how much you release and let go will be completely up to you. And like I said, it will just take a few minutes. But before I do that, I would like to just take a minute or less and give you the little blurbs that I got during channeling earlier this evening regarding each zodiac sign. Aquarius, take more breaks to unplug and recharge yourself. Pisces, allow more of your true self to emerge. Aries, remember the truth is always revealed. Taurus, let go of what has not been working in your personal life. Gemini, take note when inspirations arise, expand them with the belief all things are possible. Cancer, have more faith and self-acceptance. Leo, let go of past heart pains, be free. Virgo, you have some great ideas for all highest good. Put them into action. Libra, remember you are stronger than you think. Scorpio, take more time, downtime, you need it, for integrating new gifts that are waiting to be turned on and activated. Sagittarius, spend more time meditating within. Capricorn, be ready for new wonderful opportunities are coming. So for those of you who would like to participate, in this brief little clearing and balancing meditation. Allow your feet to be on the floor, uncrossed, and your hands gently resting, uncrossed. Please close your eyes. And with gentle breaths, allow yourself to relax and let go of your thinking thoughts. With each breath, allow yourself to feel the divine, sacred I Am, sacred Trinity, surrounding you, holding you in support during this process. With each breath you take, we're going to start at the seventh layer of your seventh aura and work our way in. And here we go now. Going into the sixth layer of your auric field, all those seven layers. Let go of the resistance. Going into the fifth layer of your auric field, all seven layers. Let's do that one again and release all burdens that are not your responsibility. Going into the fourth layer, all seven layers. Going into the third layer of your auric field to all seven layers. Going into the second layer of your auric field, all seven layers. Going into the first layer, all seven layers. Let's all now send that energy into the center of your head, activating your pituitary pineal chakras, the right and left side of your brain, your cellular memory, and let all those resistances and illusions release so that you are fully receiving undistorted, pure divine truth and connect strong with your guides. In your next breath, let's breathe in love, pure divine love, the purest form of divine love. And let's send this love into the heart chakra now. If you choose, go inside your head and give permission, yes or no. Would you like to unlock more inside your heart that lets your true soul passion rise, activate, and shine for your highest good and all? You deserve to allow your true self to shine. Let go of that resistance. With your intentions now, let's connect with the elemental earth, your body, the elemental air, your breath, the elemental water, the water within you, the elemental fire, your physical beating heart, and the fifth element, divine sacred love that is within you. Let's intend to bring them together into sacred balance now. Breathing in divine love, exhaling divine love. Divine love fills all your cells. Divine love vibrating through you, around you, and within you. As you all retain this love vibration, let's begin to fully ground in our bodies now. Humbly, everyone. Humbly, everyone. Humbly, everyone. Fully becoming present in your body, allowing your beautiful sacred feet to be grounded and rooted with Mother Earth. Strong and grounded in your body, coming back to present moment conscious awareness, retaining the vibration of sacred love. Everybody back now. Excellent. Nice. As everybody's coming back fully present in their body, if you need a little extra help, just say either out loud or inside your head, I am fully present in my body now. And when David is fully present in his body, we are ready to rock and take some calls.
I'm present.
Excellent. How was that? How was that for you? Could you give me some feedback?
Well, it was very centering. I'd prefer to give you other feedback personally afterwards.
Okay. That works.
We need to move along. And
okay.
I would also suggest, just to let the callers know, Jean is going to be doing readings. But first, let's do the blessing of the water. And everybody that's on the line now should have heard that they needed to get a water bottle or glass of water or whatever beverage they want handy. And Jean is going to now energize it to turn it into a healing water for you.
Okay, you've got your water too, right, David?
I do.
All right, here we go. And it's ready for everyone to drink. I would like to ask, David, if you don't mind me saying, adding this, that if everyone could just ask one question, or if they choose, the divine will give you an answer to something that you need to hear without a question, that is for your highest good. And we want to respect everyone, and we want to honor everyone. Okay, David.
Well, you read my mind. I was going to make that very suggestion. And just to let the callers know, we're going to keep the readings to about 3 minutes. So please do not ask a follow-up question if you choose to ask a question. If you prefer to just have a reading come from the divine consciousness, let Jean know. And we're going to go to the phone lines now if you're ready, Jean.
I'm ready.
Okay, our first caller is Bren. And also to let the callers know, I've only spoken to a few of you. We'll get to as many of you as we can. And so if I haven't spoken to you, that doesn't mean we won't get to you. But here's Bren.
Hello. Hi. Hi, David. Hi, Jean, right? Jean? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hi, Bren.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, thank you. I just want to get a sense of, if you could give me a sense of how the year is going to be in a general way, like over-challenging or some challenge, some good, some easiness.
You're needing a much-needed break is what I'm getting. And I'm getting that things are going to start settling down towards the middle, to the end of February, so that March will be much smoother for you.
Okay.
They're also saying that if you can take more time to sit in meditation, okay, and they're suggesting, not telling you, they're suggesting that you make a conscious decision to let go of all the three-dimensional energies that are holding you back, because your guides are like sitting like on the edge of the bench, the edge of their seat, okay?
Yeah.
You know, like almost like chewing on their fingernails, but not really going, come on, Brent, we're ready to work with you.
Okay. Third dimensional, okay. meaning what?
Three dimensional meaning fears, insecurities.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, do that, and the rest of the year is going to rock for you.
All right. Thank you, Jean.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Bren.
Yeah.
Bren.
Go ahead,
yeah.
Jean.
If you get an opportunity, if you get if the energy, where the energy is right now in this moment, you're going to get an opportunity to move. And that doesn't necessarily mean from your house or apartment. It could be a different type of move, okay? And it's really good. It's a golden opportunity, even if you look at it and go, huh? Okay? Because it's going to open other doors, okay?
And it's so it might not be involved. A geographical movement. It might be an inner movement, you say?
Yes, or it could be a geographic. They don't want to give me too much because then you're focused on
fine.
It.
That's fine.
Let go of the three-dimensional timelines and energies as much as you can, and that's going to move it along faster for you. And pay attention because it's coming, and it'll come in June.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
I'll let you go now.
All right, thank you. Bless you.
Thank you. Bless you.
Too. Yes,
thank
God
you.
Bless, Brian.
God bless
good
you.
To hear your voice.
Good
thank
to hear
you.
Too.
Okay, that was nice. Lucy is next. And Lucy, you're live.
Hi. Thank you for everything that you do. And I would like you just about what... consciousness want me to know. And
right now, off the bat, Lucy, the bat, okay, this is what they have telling me to tell you. You have some, I'm going to use the words shackles and bindings, okay? And they're around your ankles. And don't worry, because I can remove them for you in just a few seconds if you would like me to, okay?
Please do.
And they need to come off your feet because, first of all, they're going to give you a lot more circulation in your feet, for one thing. And the second thing is they're going to help you be re-grounded and connected, like in a grounding way in your body with Mother Earth. And because there are places that you need to move forward to personally with your own spiritual development and growth. You have so many ancestors, women especially, like around you, supporting you, wanting to teach you, okay? And these shackles are like kind of like a barrier wall. Would you like me to remove them right now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Excuse my coughing. They're just old, like old dust. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you.
Yes, you're a visionary. If you do, you know you're a visionary, a visionist.
Yes. Yes, I kind of see things, so see the story in my mind, some kind of know what's going on. How do I get those shackles in my there? Please?
How do you get the what? How do you get
the shackles
what?
That I was having?
Oh, I already took them off.
Yes, but how they got there? Yes. How they got there?
Well, if you want me to speak frankly, they came from a lifetime as a geisha in a past incarnation, okay? And that's what we removed. And when I was coughing, I was removing the emotional attachment that was still stuck. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Yes. So now that these are off, Lucy, you know, as soon as you're able to sit in meditation, invite in your ancestors, because your gift with sight and seeing in visions is going to expand.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And do you see me like how you see me in the near future. Is it like
Lucy, I'm sorry, honey, but we need to move on to the next caller. But thank you so much for calling, and God bless.
Lucy, there's lots of money coming in as a result, okay? Let that three-dimensional fear go and just work with your ancestors. Okay, David, we're ready.
Thank you so
much. Okay.
Take
care, Lucy.
Bless
you. Thank
you. Okay. Good night, honey. Okay, Terry is next. And Terry, you're live.
Thank you. First of all, how are you doing today, Lucy?
Hi, Terry.
Oh,
welcome.
Jean, you mean?
We're doing great.
Oh. Happy New Year to both of you.
Oh, thank you, Terry. You too.
Okay. So I'm not sure, should I ask a question or should I just do a two-minute, a general reading? It's up to you.
Well, the reading goes as long as the message is. So it could be anywhere from 30 seconds to 3 minutes. So it's, you know, it's not geared, it's geared specifically for each individual, what they need. Is there anything
okay,
in
I'll
the high demand? Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. What did you say?
No, I didn't mean to cut you off, hon. Please speak your words.
Okay, I was going to say, well, I'll take the message then.
All right. And I was going to say, is there something in high demand for Terry's highest good that she needs to hear right away that will help her for her highest good in with her life and her soul's path?
Oh, yes.
You don't have to answer, okay? There's a lot of sabotage, okay? And because I'm trying to stay confidential. There's a lot of sabotage going on,
mm-hmm.
okay? And that is holding you back. So our suggestion, first of all, if you're doing any self-sabotaging, and what could that be? Oh, look, I got more gray hair, or look, I gained a couple pounds, or, oh, I did something stupid, okay? Whatever it is that's a negative is a sabotage, right, when you're speaking about yourself. Also, sabotages come from hearing things as we're growing up and other lifetimes. So they're suggesting for your highest good regarding that question is to practice letting go of those attachments, okay? Does that make sense what I'm saying, Terry?
Everything that you are saying makes sense. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, good. Yes. So here's a good practice. Okay, here's an example, and I did this myself. I don't recommend anything I don't do myself, okay? Years ago, okay, I was working on self-worth, okay? And we all have personality traits, and I'm going on with this, David, because this is important for everyone listening besides
Terry. That's
okay.
Go for it.
So as an example, I sabotaged myself a lot by saying, oh, I wasn't worthy to do this, I wasn't worthy to do that, right? Which develops a personality trait, okay? So I sat down and I said, I love my personality trait that feels unworthy. Now, I know this sounds crazy, but just work with me for a minute here. I love my personality trait that feels unworthy. I love my personality trait that feels unworthy, right? And you keep repeating it and repeating it until you really feel that you love that part of your personality, right? And I mean honestly, right? Not halfway there. And then you will know because you will feel a shift in your heart, like a release, okay? And then say, And you want to do this out loud, okay? I like to do these things in my car. My personality trait loves feeling worthy. My personality trait loves feeling worthy. My personality trait loves feeling worthy. You get the picture, right, Terry?
Yes, I do. You remind me of my first acting teacher. Yes. I feel he passed away a while back. Yeah, but you're reminding me of her. I will do it. And you're right.
You do it, Terry, and I promise you, they're telling me your world is going to rock in wondrous, miraculous ways. And that includes health, love, money, everything, okay?
Oh, okay, sure. All right.
So there you go.
Terry, thank you for your enthusiastic spirit.
Okay.
Yes, thank
you so much.
I love it. You're bubbling. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you feeling complete, Terry?
Yes, I am. I'm taking the advice. I'm taking the message. Yes. She reminds me of my first acting teacher. So definitely. I feel as if she's speaking to me through her. So yes.
Absolutely, Terry.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right,
Thank
honey.
You
take care. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Okay. Have a good night. Just for people that might not be familiar with the term, I certainly know what it is, but can you explain what attachments are, Jean, briefly?
Yeah, attachments to anything, really. Attachments come from fear, okay? Attachments could be anywhere from compulsive behavior with things like compulsive cleaning. That's an attachment, right? An attachment could be an attachment to a negative belief about yourself. An attachment could be holding on to clutter, okay? For people who like to not let things go, like, somebody gave this to me 30 years ago. You know what I mean? I have stuff in my house. I'm not speaking about myself. I'm just giving a general. Attachments, holding on to other people's stuff. Holding on to burdens. Those are attachments. Okay, does that help everything I listed, David?
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's move on. We have a lot of other callers, and we're not going to be able to get to everybody. So remember, Jean's website is jeanofdivinehealing.com. Jean is spelled J-E-A-N. And our next caller is Mary. And Mary, you're live.
Hello. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Mary. Hi,
Happy
welcome.
New Year to you. The last time I spoke with you, you helped one of my cats, and I did have a surprise that you told me regarding him, so I just wanted to give you that confirmation. But tonight...
Oh, Mary, thank you.
Oh, sure. She's still not quite right, but that did help. But tonight I'm going to ask about myself. I have a health issue that I'm not able to get answers for, and right now I'm in a lot of pain, and I'm wondering if you see this getting cleared up soon, or anything you feel about what's going on.
What my guides are saying, Mary, is that the reason why the doctors are not finding anything is because it's trapped, stuck energy. So here's an example. Let's say, and I'm not saying this is true with you, I'm just giving an example. Let's say we have a fall as a child, right, or a teenager, right, or even an adult, right? And
I've had a number of those.
Yes, and that is because you're not fully grounded in your body, okay, personally. So let's just shift back to that, because my guides are saying, let's forget that. We'll bring you back if you need to. Mary, yes, you have a lot of stuck energy, not just in your actually, you have a lot in your sweat glands. Write that down. You have a lot in your sweat glands. You have a lot in your shoulders. You have a lot in your hips. You have a lot in your female area. If you would like to contact me privately, you know, we can talk about, you know, doing a healing session with you, because what I'm seeing is a bunch of things. But right off the bat, if you wanted to do this yourself, what you could do is you could sit in meditation, tune everything out, your phone, the TV, everything. Sit quietly, clear your mind, and all pick one area in your body and breathe in divine love and exhale divine love into that area. And do it for as long as you need to until you clear that area, even if it takes days, even if it takes weeks. Because you want to breathe in love and send love into that area and have forgiveness for self and others. And that could be anything, okay? Because you might sit here and go, well, what would I need to forgive myself for? Well, maybe for allowing yourself to be in that position, maybe for allowing you to be in that place that caused something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just had an incident of that recently before the new year. They have found some medical issues as well on a medical perspective. So I don't. I'm still going through more testing, and I'm just wondering if I'm going to get a little more clarity.
My guides are saying that they're putting me through more testing because they're really trying to figure it out.
Uh-huh. I'm going for a CAT scan next, so I don't know if that'll reveal anything, but that'll be next.
Well, you know what? A good practice is that I do also, Mary, is I always say, Archangel Michael, let's. As an example, the doctor, you're going in for an x-ray. Archangel Michael, let the medical team see the truth, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And if there's something physical there, if there's something physical there, it will materialize. And if not, then that means it's a trapped, stuck energy.
Mm-hmm. That might have been the cause of that to begin with, maybe.
Yes, and the reason why things develop physically, like as an example, like an ulcer or cancer or any kind of issue going on in the physical body, even hip issues, that originally started as an experience, and because it did not get released and let go through with love, light, and forgiveness, it carried over and over through incarnation and now has manifested into the physical.
Yeah, that makes sense. Makes a lot of sense
to
me.
With that said, we should move on, Jean.
Thank you both. Happy
yes.
New Year.
Thank you, Mary. Happy New Year. God bless
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Thank
okay.
You.
Best wishes for your healing, Mary. Okay, our next caller is Valerie, and Shadow is saying hi, but Valerie, I'm bringing you live.
Hi. Hello.
There you are.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Right off the bat, Valerie, I see gold and white around you, beaming.
Oh, I take it that's a very good thing.
That's a very good thing.
Okay. Okay.
As soon as you came on, that was the first thing I saw. Go ahead.
Oh, beautiful. Because I was going to ask you, is there a golden opportunity coming in work or love this year?
Yes, there is a golden opportunity to have love if you allow it without focus. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right. So you could state the words, okay, I'm ready for the correct vibrational matched partner. You get the way I said that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, if you let go of that and just trust and believe and, you know, say, okay, I'm ready, I'm open, and I'll keep my eyes open, but I'm not going to be, like, out there hunting. You know what I mean? You're
right.
Going to allow it. Career-wise, we're not seeing anything yet major for 2020. There could be some opportunities that come up in late summer, okay, before the fall. If you're looking, they're saying let go of all three-dimensional beliefs with your career, and it will happen.
Okay. Now,
okay.
Is love coming within the next? Do you see when that love is coming in?
Yeah, they said by June.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Well, yeah, because in the meantime, Valerie, you're going to be, you know, letting go of that three-dimensional stuff, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the more you do that, Valerie, could move it from June to May, okay?
Okay.
They're even saying it could, as much as you let go and surrender, could move it to April.
Ooh, I'll work on that. Okay.
Thank you so much, Valerie, for calling
thank
in.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Thanks
for calling in, Valerie.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I've got doggy heaven going here.
That's
all right,
David.
They're with me tonight, and sometimes they act up a little bit, but they're full of joy. And our next caller is area code 845. I'm bringing you live now. And what is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Maria. I'm calling from New York.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I got a question.
Welcome, Maria.
Hi, how are you? I got a question, please. See, I got a tenant. Excuse me. Excuse me. I got everything well. Excuse me.
I'm listening.
I'm sorry. I got a tenant, and they're going to leave next month. You think I'm going to get another one soon?
You're asking if what is going to happen soon?
I got a tenant in the house. They're going to move. So I'm going to get somebody.
Oh, tenant.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to get somebody soon.
Maria, can I clear you first, please?
Yes.
So I can stop choking? Can I clear the house real quick, too, please?
Yes.
Do you have holy water in the house?
Yes.
Okay. You want these tenants out as when they're not in the house?
It's in the house. They're going to move. They're going to leave.
Yes, they're...
I'm going to send it a first again.
Yes, and you need to bless the house with the holy water.
Right. Everything moves.
Yes. Yes, they will. Yes, they will move.
I'm going to get somebody soon.
Yes, and somebody nice, somebody nicer.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
God bless you, Maria. Make sure you bless your house with that holy water, please.
I guess, can I delete a question or not?
Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. We can't take another question.
All right.
Thank you so
thank
much
you
for
very
calling.
Much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You very much.
Okay,
thank
good
you.
Night, honey. Okay, our next caller is area code 949, and you are live. What is your name, please?
Hi. Hi, I'm Alexis.
Hi,
and,
Alexis.
Hi, this is a really good radio show. I enjoy it very much.
Hi, Alexis. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. My question, or rather my request, is I believe I have some sort of money blockage, and I have for a while, and I was wondering if you could look into that and clear it. Yes, you know, you see that?
Oh, yeah, I see it. It's really big. It's,
of course it is.
Okay, can I, how about, can I just start removing it, and I'll tell you what it is while I'm doing it?
Yes, please.
All right, what it is, I'm doing three things at one time here. One is what I'm removing right now is, if you can kind of like visualize barbed wire.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's wrapped all around you, like as if you were like cocooned in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're removing that now. In the meantime, okay, you need to start practicing love, light, forgiveness. They're saying with an explanation point, even if you don't know what it is that you're forgiving, okay? Because it's part past life. What we're taking off is coming back 762 generations from your mother's side.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. So that's a long time, okay? Hang on, it's almost off. All right, so now you're going to practice love, light, and forgiveness, and release all family influence. Write this down. I am releasing all family genetic influence that blocks me and prevents me, that makes me feel unworthy to have money.
Okay, I'm trying to find a pen. I'm so sorry. Okay, can you say that again?
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry, David. Okay.
No. Depends.
That's all right, Jane.
Can you just repeat it one more time?
Do you remember what I just said? Do you remember what I just
kind
said,
of.
David?
I mean, I was just trying to find it, but I release all family influence.
Release all family beliefs with negativity with money, such as self-worth, the self-acceptance of having money, the deserving of having money. Money is your friend. You love money. With money, you can do good things for the highest good, not just for yourself. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Type faster. Okay.
Essentially, what you were saying before, Jean, was to remove whatever is making her feel unworthy.
Unworthy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the underscored word that you used before.
And
with
so
that
much.
Said, thanks for calling, Alexis.
Yes,
many blessings to you for the new year.
Bye. You too, bye.
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 Okay, area code 917. I'm wondering if this is Ellen.
Hello,
you're live.
Yes, it is me.
Hi,
it's
Ellen.
Me.
How are you?
Fine. I'm so
happy New Year, honey.
Happy New Year to you. I just sneaked in. Hi, Jean.
Yes, you did.
Hi, Ellen.
Yes, you did.
What can I do for you before we wrap up?
I would just love a reading, whatever you pick up, even if it's only 20 seconds.
All right. For Ellen's highest good, what is for Ellen's highest good that she needs to here now. First of all, the first thing they're showing me is I'm seeing like beautiful rainbow ribbons around your wrist. It's not anything negative or blocking, okay? Are you really creative with your hands?
Not as much as I should be. Let me put it that way.
All right. Yeah. Well, you've got these beautiful, like, quantum vibrational ribbons on your wrist. And if I look at the lens, they're almost endless, okay? They're suggesting for your highest good, Ellen, it would be good if you got back into and let your artistic side come out. If you go back to the beginning of the show after it reloads, to listen, I took everybody through a brief healing meditation, okay? And part of it was to open and allow your soul's creative artistic abilities to shine even brighter than they already are, okay?
Okay.
So you might want to go back and listen to that. Okay, and that's what they're saying. You need to get out. You need to start creating. The ribbons are waiting. The ribbons are waiting to guide you. There's so many different layers of artistic things that you're going to be doing. And Ellen, even if there are things that you are like, well, I've never done that. I don't know if I could do that. Yes, you can. Okay.
Okay. Great.
And that's. They're emphasizing this message, Ellen, because it's going to change a lot of things in your world in positive ways. It's going to open new doors, opportunities.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And you've gotten that message before, Ellen, haven't you, from someone else?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, I've remembered that.
Well,
best wishes to you, Ellen.
And you
What's
too, Happy New Year.
Ellen, are you
Thank
listening
you.
This time?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Ellen.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Many blessings.
God bless you, Ellen.
Jean, do you want to take one more, or do you feel like you're complete for tonight?
If you've got time,
okay.
Let's do one more.
We're going to do one more caller, and... For those that don't get a chance tonight, it's GeneOfDivineHealing.com is how you can reach Jean Selch. And this is area code 216, and you're live. What is your first name, please? Area code 216, can you hear me? Okay. We're going to go on to area code 212. And you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hello. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you both. Happy New Year. Karen Sue, you could call me Care.
Hi, Care. How are you?
I'm
yes,
hanging
you're
in.
Welcome.
Thank you. I have so much going on in my life, and I'm in a transition point. So I would say either inspired by the second to the last caller, if you see any blocks that Spirit thinks I should have removed now, or what if it's a spirit message for me, whatever you feel is more relevant at this
okay.
point.
God bless Thanks. You, Care. On Happy New Year. Right off the bat, they're saying the first thing that is the most important is to shed the burden.
Yeah, I've been in deep grief over the loss of my partner this summer.
Mm-hmm. And do you, Care, are you aware or do you believe that when a human being passes out of their body, that they're really just on another dimension, or do you believe that's it?
Definitely.
What do you believe?
Oh, I definitely believe that the soul lives on forever. We're all energy. And I have been trying to communicate with him, and many times I feel like I'm talking to him, or I'm either that or I'm losing my mind. So, anyway.
No, you're not losing your mind. You're not, he is listening to you. The reason why he's not making his physical presence known is because of because how you're still in the deep grief place of the loss, And I'm not, everybody has their own, you know, time of grief, and it's validated, okay? Because, you know, especially when you spend many years with a person, you know, it's a whole new transition.
Yes,
but as soon as you can bring yourself to a place of knowing that you're always going to physically miss them, him, but you can now have a different new type of relationship with him, which could help give you some peace with your grief. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. In fact, I did a meditation earlier, and I kind of thought that I felt him healing, and I was kind of getting and channeling his healing energy and all through my body, and starting with my heart and radiating out. So do you feel that was really him, or was that my imagination and my own healing?
No, Kara, when you're getting those senses of knowing, don't second guess yourself, okay? Because you also have a lot of gifts. And I mean, like, you know, like outside the box gifts. And you need to honor them. And you can start by honoring yourself by acknowledging, yes, it was my husband. And I'm validating. You were right. It was him. Okay. And what I'm being told to tell you is that when you're sleeping, he also comes in and does that too with you, because he wants you to heal your grief, because he knows what's coming down in the good stuff for you up the road. Do you know, does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And he's got lots of messages and stuff to share with you and inspirational things, because what my guides are saying is that you both made a soul's agreement that whoever went physically first, because that's private between the person and God, would become a guardian angel teacher, okay?
Wow.
So he's also waiting to do that with you too, okay? But you need to heal your heart first. And, you know, it could take a lifetime to heal your heart all the way, but it's, you know, it's a little step at a time, you know?
Yes, I have been encouraged not to rush it and just to go with the flow, because I need to get, you know, process all the emotions and not repress anything.
That's exactly what we're saying, Kara. And you're doing it perfectly. And just know that he is with you and will make more of his physical energy presence known to you the more your heart heals, okay?
Yes, wonderful. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. That was the best message, the best for this new year. Thank you, and thank you for the beautiful meditation and healing earlier.
Oh, you're welcome, Kara. And God bless you. I'm excited because there's lots of new happy adventures coming down the road for you.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you.
And I'm awfully glad we were able to get to you, Kara.
Me too.
Yeah, me
thank
too.
You so much. Bless you
thank
both.
All right.
God bless
God bless you. Thank you so much. And so we've come to the end of the hour plus, Jean, and that was a great show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And let's let our listeners know that if they wanted to, you know, come back when I'm here, the next time is May 15th.
Very good. So
yeah.
May 15th, 1:30 Eastern time. Please feel free to call back in to speak with Jean again, and we would appreciate any confirmations you can give on any things that she has said tonight if you're able to call again. And for those that are listening on the podcast, we welcome you to join us on May 15th or to join me any Friday night at 7:30 Eastern time. And so with that said, let's close. Let's take a moment to pause and reflect on the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. And you can do that for the year 2020, and hopefully your vision will become 2020 in this year and the coming decade. God bless everybody, and thanks again, Jean.
God bless everyone, and thank you, David.
You're welcome. Many blessings.